It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, August 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Girls Soccer, they're off to a 3-0 start this season after a pair of home wins this weekend. The Mitchell Girls beat Spearfish 2-1 on Friday and then shut out Douglas 8-0 on Saturday. Emily Ellis scored four goals during Saturday's win. Mitchell has now outscored their opponents 19-1 through their first three matches. They'll be at Brookings tomorrow night at 6. Mitchell Boys Soccer, they improved to 2-1 on the season. They did beat Douglas Saturday 4-3. Kareem Ikal scored on a penalty kick, while Gavin Zilla and Evan Mitchell each scored for the Colonels. Mitchell, they did lose to Spearfish 4-2 on Friday. The Colonel Boys, they also traveled to Brookings. Tomorrow, their match starts at 4 o'clock. Mitchell Girls Tennis split a pair of duels Saturday in Sioux Falls, losing to O'Gorman 7-2. Before bouncing back to sweep Roosevelt 9-0. Mitchell Girls Tennis now 7-2 on the season. They'll compete at the Rapid City Invitational. That starts Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. The week ahead here for Colonel Athletics. Mitchell Boys Golf competes at the Pier Invite tomorrow. That starts at 10 o'clock at Hillsview Golf Course. Mitchell Cross Country hosting the Mitchell Invite. That'll be Thursday at Wild Oak Golf Course starting at 4 o'clock. Mitchell Volleyball, they start their season Friday night at home, taking on Sturgis at 5. The Colonels will then compete at the Huron Invite Saturday with four matches on the schedule. And Mitchell Football, they start their season Friday at home versus Brookings at 7. We'll have the corner booth pregame show starting at 6 o'clock on KORN News Radio. 16th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball went 3-1 at the Siouxland Invitational last week in Sioux City. They're now 7-1 on the season. The Tigers open play on Friday with a four-set loss to 5th-ranked Corbin out of Oregon. They would then respond with three straight sweeps, defeating Mayville State, Nelson University out of Texas, and Valley City State. Lizzie Tyler had 74 digs over the weekend, while center Kaylee Hybertson had 152 assists over the four matches. The Tigers will travel to Madison this week on Wednesday night when they take on Dakota State. Dakota Wesleyan Women's Soccer played to a 2-2 tie in its season opener Saturday at Jamestown. The Tigers' Elena Nolasco tied the match with a goal in the 89th minute. Dakota Wesleyan will be at Bellevue in Nebraska coming up Saturday at 4:30. Dakota Wesleyan Women's Basketball has released their schedule for the upcoming season, featuring 6 non-conference games, 2 exhibitions, and 22 GPAC contests. The Tiger women open up with an exhibition game against Northern State. That'll be at the Corn Palace on October 25th. And then the Tigers will host the inaugural Core Trust Classic. They'll take on William Penn on October 30th, followed by Valley City State on October 31st. GPAC play begins November 14th against Hastings. The Tiger women coming off a GPAC tournament championship and a trip to the national semifinals. Meanwhile, the Dakota Wesleyan men, they will open up the season at the Corn Palace on October 30th against Bethany of Kansas, also part of the Core Trust Classic, and they will also play Valley City State October 31st. The Wesleyan men will head to Miami for the Cruisin' Classic in December. The Tigers will also begin GPAC play later in the month of November. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.